just starting out is a program called Gaussian. Gaussian is a program that will calculate the molecular orbitals for you. You tell it what molecule you want, and it can then produce these molecular orbitals. And this is what you would do in practice, probably. If you really were working with some molecules, you wouldn't by hand guess the, take the valence atomic orbitals, construct the molecular orbitals, and from that determine what the energy spectrum is. Because in order to do it accurately is really a lot of work. It's something that you let a computer do. I could have skipped that whole section on how to guess the orbitals, but if I did that, this program would seem like magic. Right? It just appears from nothing. And it doesn't appear from nothing. What it does is it guesses some form for the molecular orbitals and puts it in and makes this Hamiltonian matrix and diagonalizes. And then when it's done, it does it again. It works iteratively. So the first time, you can just take the positive ions and calculate using that to get an approximate molecular orbital. And the second time around, you use the first molecular orbitals that you calculated to include also the negative charge. So all the electrons see the negative charge of the other electrons. It gives a better approximation. It includes this way some of the electron-electron interactions that I've always been ignoring. Because I do the mathematically easiest way, but a computer can do the same process 100 times, and it's possible then to bring in some of this electron-electron interactions. The computer, by this technique, never gets to the true wave functions, because the true wave function can't be written in terms of molecular orbitals. When we work with molecular orbitals, we say that the many electron wave function is the product of the molecular orbitals. And it's never really true. But to go beyond that approximation is so difficult that people typically just don't do it. So you take some program like this and it calculates the molecular orbitals. The program is called Gaussian. And the name comes from the Gaussian function. So a Gaussian function looks like this. It's the exponential of minus x squared is a Gaussian function. And the program doesn't use the real atomic orbitals like we did. It uses Gaussian functions to guess, to represent the electron wave functions. And the reason for this is that it's easier to integrate numerically Gaussian functions than the true atomic orbitals. So the initial guess with Gaussians is worse than what I was doing. What I do when I try to guess using the atomic orbitals what the molecular wave function looks like, that's is closer to the truth. But the initial guess isn't so good, but the numerics is faster because it has to many times calculate these overlap integrals. And since it's easier to integrate the Gaussian functions than the other functions, and it's going to take many iterations anyway, it expresses this molecular orbital here. Here, I wrote it in terms of C1 times one of the atomic orbitals plus C2 times one of the atomic orbitals. And the Gaussian program starts out C1 times a Gaussian function plus C2 times some Gaussian function. And starts with that as an initial guess, but then goes around a number of times and improves on the molecular orbitals until it gets these results.